A big announcement was made last week that there's a partnership between LSU and Integer Technologies out of South Carolina. They're going to be teaming up to help out the U.S. Navy to the tune of a $9.8 million research contract. Joining us now to talk about this from LSU, he heads up economic development over there. He's Greg Trahan. Greg, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
I'm well. Thanks for having me.
No, glad to have you on here. Super hyped to be talking about this. I think once we sift through all the big words that are in here, we're going to get down to something that's really, really cool that LSU's on the cutting edge of. Let's start with the basics. Recap the big announcement from last week and what it means for LSU.
Sure. So really, we're announcing, I think, two things. The first is, on the technology side, the partnership with Integer is really in service to the Navy. And at a high level, the Navy wants to move to something they're calling distributed maritime operations. Think drones, think underwater agents, think safer autonomy and intelligence and machinery for the Navy. And they really need help integrating and developing these solutions. They look to companies like Integer. And when Integer needed help on some of the development of some of this technology, they looked across the country, identified LSU. When we collectively met with the Navy, it became clear that, yes, we can help. And that was the contract. The contract ultimately is that Integer and LSU will be collectively working together on research to provide technology development for the Office of Naval Research.
So this sounds like the ball was rolling a while ago on this, as far as like having all the potential pieces to the puzzle there, just not in the right places yet.
Yes, we've been working on the relationship and the project and the technology development for roughly about 2 years, and work has started on campus on research, but it's taken about 2 years for us to get to this point.
Okay, so when I said earlier, once we get past all the really big words, we get down to cool stuff. Distributed maritime operations would be the big words I'm talking about. This is really the future, technologically, the future of the Navy and the military in general.
Yes, absolutely. It's the way that the U.S. Navy is moving. And as cool as these technologies are, there are some very real challenges with this. The challenge is you're in contested environments. You might have data that you need to transmit, and it's really hard. You might have a bunch of autonomous agents. It doesn't look like it does in the movies. It's not as easy to communicate, especially if they're out operating or doing missions. And the way that the sailors and the Navy have to work with this, and the way that you make sense of the data, the way that you transmit the data safely and securely, all for national security. These are not trivial problems. They really require deeply, deeply technical people: mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, computer scientists, data analysts, cybersecurity analysts, and a research university is a unique place where you find all those people. So we were able to build a team in support of the Navy and put them together through Integer.
We're talking with Greg Trahan from LSU about the recent $9.8 million announcement that the Office of Naval Research has entered into with LSU and Integer Technologies. Okay, so this is going to mean a lot of research being done at LSU, but it's also going to mean a lot of jobs as well.
Correct. That's the other side of the partnership. It's one thing for the Navy and for Integer and other technology company to look to a research university and say, oh, you may have some of the expertise I need. What's happened with Integer is they realize that LSU's expertise and our capabilities are a competitive differentiator for them. So they are moving here. They're opening up an office here specifically to have access to our research and our researchers and ultimately our students. They've already hired a number of engineers here in Baton Rouge, a number of whom are LSU grads, and they're from mechanical engineering and electrical engineering, and they're now actively working on the Navy project. But I think the exciting thing here from a job perspective is, you know, that they moved here because the LSU R&D is what makes them more competitive and makes them stronger for Navy work.
How big of an influence was LSU President William Tate on this? Because, I mean, he had a previous stop in South Carolina, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. And, in fact, the way we met Integer was a little circuitous through some of those South Carolina connections, where I will give and continue to really enjoy working with President Tate on this is his focus on defense as one of our key research areas. And when we talk about defense, we mean specifically, first, we need to defend Louisiana. Louisiana's national, Louisiana has national security implications. And so this work talking to the Navy, it became apparent that one of the reasons that we are good at this and can be good at this is because we have just unique environments. And so the focus on defense is what has allowed us to build the teams that we needed to start speaking towards things like Navy, what the Navy needs from a technology development standpoint.
Got a couple minutes left with Greg Trahan from LSU talking about this contract with the Office of Naval Research. Greg, I got to pivot over to the autonomous vehicle part of this and the drones part of this. We've seen LSU growing in the cyberspace pool. Is this what's next for us? Is this because, I mean, you start telling me about autonomous vehicles and whatnot, and I start thinking about names like MIT or Stanford. Is this where we're swimming now?
Literally and figuratively, yes. And the way to think about autonomy or the way to think about autonomous vehicles, first, there's a cybersecurity component there, and it exists because anytime that you have two systems communicating with each other, you need to ensure that the data is being transmitted securely. That's the whole essence of cybersecurity. Our cybersecurity expertise tends to be on memory and memory forensics and malicious software and sort of securing those systems. It turns out that that's really, really helpful for partners and customers like the Navy. Where it's exciting, what I think what you're seeing is an evolution of where we're taking what we're really good at a cybersecurity standpoint and applying it in a real world environment where you have something like an autonomous system, complex data, a lot of different kinds of data. You have to communicate that data in compelling ways. You have to secure it. You can't let the adversary see it. It has to be secured and stored and transmitted, and you need to interpret it and analyze it. And all of those have implications for not only the research that we do and the students that we produce, but it turns out that those same problems exist in all kinds of environments, from everything from, refineries to ports. Every industry needs expertise in that space. And this is just the latest example of us being able to point some of our core technical expertise in a way that benefits Louisiana and the country.
We've got just a couple of minutes left with Greg Trahan from LSU. Now, you're in economic development, so I know you've already got one eye on what's next. How are we? The announcement is great. The contract is great. The research is great. What are we doing to spin this into something bigger and more permanent?
It's a great question. I think you will see soon more growth first with Integer. It is a real partnership. We are we're actively discussing new projects, new ways, new potential ways to support the Department of Defense. The second thing I think you're going to see is growth of Integer. They are not done with this project. They intend to grow this office. They recognize LSU is a competitive differentiator for them. Third, I think you're going to start seeing more ways that we're taking this expertise in cyber security and data and intelligence and systems and embedded systems and putting them to other industry sectors that have Louisiana relevance. And then fourth, I would just say this is not our last project with the Navy. I think they were excited to see a new university coming in with capabilities they hadn't seen, and it has resulted in a number of very good, very productive conversations about what we can do next, because their challenges are they need all the help they can get.
Not yet ready to call it the new war school yet, though, are we?
No, I don't think we'll ever do that. But it is. I do appreciate that it is a testament to our legacy. It's a great point. That is the old war school. President Tate has always been very supportive of that mission, and it's key to what we do. This is just a new way to do it.
Absolutely. He's Greg Trahan, heads up economic development over at LSU. Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate a couple minutes. The announcement was very exciting, and the future is even more so.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much, and I look forward to future announcements.